Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 that we've titled, The Parenthesis at the Colon. The Bible is an amazing book, and we're going to see why it is so important to pay close attention to every jot and tittle. And in English, that comes down to the dots and the I's, commas, periods, semicolons, and colons. And in this study, we will see that there are more than a dozen clear examples where such things as the colon in Daniel 9:26 represent the church age, parenthesis, running almost 2,000 years. And this, along with the amazing messianic prophecies, the wonderful story of God coming in the person of Jesus Christ to die for sinners, His bodily resurrection, His ascension, and now watching the end time prophecies come to pass right before our very eyes as the stage is being set and readied for the rapture and return of Jesus Christ. All this and more combine to demonstrate that our King James Bible is the divinely inspired, infallible Word of God. And when you consider what God has produced with it, the souls saved as a result of the King James Bible, we're convinced it is like no other book on the planet and like none other in human history. And if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin our study in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, titled, The Parenthesis at the Colon. This is part one of two.
Daniel 9. Yeah, if you don't like boxing and violence, it's really not your cup of tea, probably. Man, when I was in junior high school, it made me want to be a boxer. So I went over to a friend's house who actually boxer, you know, like local amateur boxer. Put the gloves on. Bing! Get in there. Bam! Like, wait a minute. I thought these gloves would soften that a little bit, man. And that was the end of my career. Yeah. All right, so our study tonight. Oh, hi. The parenthesis at the colon, and I'm not talking about anatomy, just so we're clear on that. It's a punctuation mark. We're actually going to read 26 and 27. If you got your Bibles open, if not, I'll give you a minute or 10 seconds. If you can read along with us. Daniel 9, 26 and 27, beginning verse 26, read that with me. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for everyone who's able to make it tonight. We're just always just thrilled to be able to open up the Bible and study. We're thankful for this building and all the heat that we have enjoyed, and we're going to need the air conditioning soon, and all the things that come with this building and make it just a place where we can focus on Bible study. And we just thank you for it. We thank you for those who are watching live stream. We do pray that there will be no issues with it like there was Sunday, because there's folks out there who really want to study with us, and we're thankful for them as well. And so we ask these things and ask your help in our Bible study by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, thus far, we basically have taken verses 24 through 27 and set it off as a section to be studied very carefully. For the sake of visitors or anyone new watching online, we don't always take this much time to cover four or five verses of the Bible, but this is one of those that is so thick, it could have been almost, they could have doubled the number of verses that they made out of this. The Bible originally as given in Hebrew didn't have any chapter or verse markings, and the verse markings are really to set things off to help you find things, really. It comes down to, without these, people like to sound real spiritual, and that, they even sold Bibles for people who didn't want any of these markings, so they just gave you like the book of Daniel, and it was written like in a book form. But it's really a silly thing to not want these, because as long as a person understands that the verses separate for the sake of being able to find them, but it doesn't mean there's any separation in the thought. And it really does make it a whole lot better. I think the only way we would be able to do a lot of the Bible study we do like we do is if everybody had the exact same Bible, and I could say, turn to page 1998 in the Old Testament, and then had to tell you, and you just all had to have the same Bible, which would mean all of you would have to carry around this big thing that you, some of you can probably read from your pew right there. And now I don't actually have to have that large a print now, but for about a year I went without good vision. I was legally blind, and I could barely see that. And I fell in love with this Bible in that amount of time. And so when God gave me my vision back, I just continued to use this. Made a lot of notes and highlights and that sort of thing. And I would encourage you to get a Bible and make it your Bible, your highlights, your notes, things God shows you and speaks to you about. And over a period of time, you'll be amazed. It'll just become like your buddy. Don't lose it, though, because then it'll be like a death of a close relative. it's never happened to me, but I know a couple of fellows who invested a lot of time and then lost their Bible, and it was pretty heartbreaking for them. But anyway, in our text, we saw at the very beginning, 70 weeks are determined in verse 24, and we demonstrated why that means 490 years, and that the first 7 weeks of that 70 weeks would be the time when Jerusalem was being rebuilt, and then the next 62 weeks basically cover the years that we call the silent years after the last book of the Old Testament. That's the last prophet of the Old Testament, and for about 400 years there were no prophets, and there were no new books added to the Bible. During that time there were books like the Maccabees, but for various reasons, those books were never accepted as scripture. They were accepted as history books and biography, but not as scripture. Then, after that total 69 weeks, the 7 plus the 62 there, is when Messiah is cut off, when Messiah dies. We studied that at the beginning of verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. And then, after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, then about less than 40 years later, Rome is destroyed. And that's what's described there in verse 26 after it says, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And then there's a colon. And then it says, and the people of the prince that shall come, that's Rome. The people were of Rome who came and destroyed the city and the sanctuary. So the prince that shall come, and that's a reference to the prince that will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week in verse 27. It's the Antichrist, not the Messiah. That prince will be Roman. And you actually have people try to claim that this prince is Jesus. Well, it's obvious it's not Jesus because the people of the prince destroyed the city and the sanctuary. And the Jews didn't destroy the city and the sanctuary. The Romans did. And Jesus isn't Roman. Although a lot of those pictures you see of Jesus are more Roman than they are biblical. And that dude isn't Jesus, I'm just telling you. When we get to see Jesus, it's going to be a relief for some people to realize that he didn't look like Kenny Loggins or Eddie Rabbit. And it's too bad, Charlie, because you kind of look like Eddie Rabbit. Yes, you do button up your shirt. We appreciate that. So it brings us to where we're at tonight. And keep in mind that destruction of the city and the sanctuary, that was after the 69th week. But it's before the 70th week. So right there you have in your text the indication of this parenthesis we're talking about. The 69th week ended with Jesus being cut off. The 70th week hasn't even begun yet. The confirmation of the covenant with many for 1 week. Now, did you know, just to throw this in there, a little extra layer of prophecy. We could go on and on and on about all the prophecies. I don't have this thing on. Sorry about that out there. The prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus to prove he's Messiah are amazing. But here's one I wanted to mention because it kind of is related to how, just as I mentioned earlier, our time, you can see the stage being set. Our time. You see the global government. You see the one world order, the one world money system. And I believe not what you're seeing now. You pull out that money that, I like to joke with people about this, but you take your wallet out or purse and you find a, and so I got $3 to my name. But that's worth the same as Monopoly money. Did you know that? The only reason that buys you anything is because the guy you give it to has agreed to pretend it's 100 pennies. And if you have a $100 bill, you hand that to somebody and they have agreed to pretend it's worth $100 even though it's not. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm telling you the truth. But of course, I always encourage you to check me out. But you know what? There's a great DVD that I have. If I could find it, I'll bring it in and let you borrow it. But I think I might have lent it out. I have to maybe get another copy. But a fellow named William Steele, Bill Steele, he put out a DVD. It's a documentary called Money Masters. Explains the whole scam called the Federal Reserve. And people, when I learned about the Federal Reserve, I thought, what in the world? What's the purpose of this? Why don't they just, use real money? Well, I believe it's because God is allowing these crooks to get by with this, and then when the rapture takes place and everything else is all set up, it's going to go, boom. Economy, gone. And we're going to see in Daniel 11, especially, how that there's this one guy who's going to step forward with a plan. And he's going to do what the Bible says he'll do what no one else has done before. He'll do what Bernie Sanders is promising and can't do. Bernie wants to give everything away. Free. Free college. Free money. Everybody gets a job, guaranteed. He's full of it. It's fitting that his initials are BS. Bull snot. But the Antichrist is for a little while going to do it. But see, even what the Antichrist does as a counterfeit, it'll implode after about 3.5 years. And it'll be total chaos. But anyway, the same way, all these prophecies about his first coming set the stage, and they should have known who he was when he came. And this prophecy here in Jacob, in Genesis 49:10, where Jacob is prophesying about the 12 tribes. And he says in 49:10 about the tribe of Judah. How do you know that Jesus was the lion of the tribe of? and Jesus is the son of David, and David was of the tribe of... See? Judah produced the name of the nation after the split kingdom, and then Assyria took the north, and then some of them spattered back in, and then Nebuchadnezzar took the south, and they spattered back in, and then they all became known as Jews of the tribe of Judah, because that's the only real firm tribe that was left after Assyria did what they did to the north. There was Judah, Benjamin, and Levi in the south, but when they came back, the ruling tribe was Judah, so they all became known as Jews, and their land became known as Judea. Well, this interesting passage says that, this is Jacob prophesying, he says, the scepter, that's the scepter is a reference to the authority and power that you have as a king, and really it boils down to your ability to enforce law and order, which rests upon basically capital punishment. And the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. Shiloh is a reference to Messiah. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. That also is about what Jesus is doing now. He is calling out a people unto his name. And the great gathering in the sky will be the rapture. But it says that a scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. This is just the reality. Rome rescinded the power of capital punishment from Jewish leaders in 6 AD. Even while the Jews were under the authority and power of Rome, they still could enforce their law and stone people to death until Jesus came. He was born about 4 AD. I think that you probably might find out that this was it happened right at 4 AD. But from what I can find, the dates given so far I found are 6 AD. So almost exactly when Jesus is born, just a few years off, but he's a little toddler whenever Rome takes away the right. That's why Jesus was crucified, folks. If that hadn't happened, Jesus would have been stoned to death. And he couldn't have been and fulfilled prophecy. So God takes away the right for them to execute people. And then within 2 years of Jesus' death, stoning resumed. And you can find the first recorded case after Jesus died and was buried and rose again with Stephen in Acts 7. They stoned him. But between the time Jesus was born and the time Jesus died, stoning was put on hold. And they had to crucify him. And then after he was crucified, back to stoning. That's an amazing prophecy. Yeah, can we hold this to the end? Okay, make note, don't forget. Now, that's why it's so important to understand how precise Scripture is. Scripture is just so exact. It's amazing that there is a prophecy implied even in the colon in your Bible. That's why we call this message the study of the parenthesis at the colon. Right there in verse 26 says, but not for himself, colon, and the people of the prince, so forth. That colon begins the time between the 69th and the 70th week. And in the rest of that verse, when it says that the prince and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, that it happened in 70 AD, in between the 69th and 70th week. That is part of what is represented by that colon. And we're still in that same time. That colon in this text represents 1,986 years and counting. Still waiting on, and he shall confirm the covenant. Ain't that something? Ain't that some book? Since that colon, the people of the prince that shall come from Rome destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, and 1,948 years since that 70 AD event have lapsed, and verse 27 is yet to be fulfilled. So, make reference again to our little chart. And I hope this isn't going to help everybody, but some of us are visual learners, and I like to have, you know, I mean, if you want me to learn something, draw me a picture. And there's the 7 plus 62. And then right as the 69th week is approaching, Jesus is born. See? Same thing we're seeing today, right as the rapture is about to hear. But that's not the point, is the confirmation of the covenant for 7 years. When that happens. So here's how I've described it before. Some of you have heard this before. But how do you know Thanksgiving is getting close? You see the Christmas decorations. Right? I mean, you go in October and it should be the world celebrating their wicked, you know, Halloween stuff. And they're already starting to put up the Christmas stuff. But even when I was a kid, at least within a week of Halloween, the Christmas stuff started going up. And we got excited because, first of all, it's Thanksgiving. And I used to be able to eat like you wouldn't believe, and I didn't gain any weight. Yeah, da, 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 you know what I mean? Ate like a rich man. But so this is the same sort of thing what the Bible believers should have been seeing, that, ooh, 69 weeks is almost up. Look at all that's going on that's setting the stage for Messiah. But they weren't. And folks, I'm here to tell you, they're not now either. You go on YouTube, it's almost all the prophecy videos are confusion. 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, you go in almost all the Bible-believing churches, and they all were preaching the same thing. I'm not kidding you. You go to a Nazarene church, you go to a Free Will Baptist church, you go to an Independent Baptist church, you go to a Conservative Presbyterian church, a Conservative Methodist church, you go to any of those churches, and they were up there preaching, Jesus is coming soon. Any moment. Were they wrong because it's been that amount? No, it's been, you know, a day is just 1,000 years with the Lord. It's only been a few minutes since I was born. Right? But one of the things the Bible said would set the stage is exactly that. There'd be a great falling away. The love of many would wax cold. People are no longer looking up. They're digging bunkers. Yeah. So that's exactly what we're seeing there in our text of the Daniel prophecy. So how long will this parenthesis last? Well, as we said before, we think around 200 years. 2,000 years. Because Hosea 6:2, for example, said, after 2 days will he revive us. Now that's not the rapture. That's Israel. And that's the kingdom. So I believe we're getting close. But it could be any time after 2 days. See, the Lord, I mean, I'm not saying he's just up there messing with you. But he does things in a way that he leaves himself plenty of room. And if you want to, you can mess up big time. But if you're careful, you'll say, he said after 2 days, not in 2 days. So if a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, it's after 2,000 years, not in 2,000 years. So we can't say, 2,034 is 2,000 years. And if the rapture is going to happen at least 7 years before that, then it's 2027 at the latest. And so we can get more and more excited right up to 2027 when we sell everything we got and go move to a hill somewhere. No. But there will be people do it. You watch. If we're still around, I'm guaranteeing you that's what's going to happen. And what do I be saying? Well, it could be any time. But I doubt it, it'll be that day, because the Lord says no man knows the day or the hour. So just to spite him, it'll be a week later. Because that's what he said. Or a week sooner, yeah. While they're packing to go to the hill, you know. But is there other clear biblical evidence for this parenthesis? And that's where the gist of our Bible study is tonight. I think you'll be fascinated by some of this. We've already looked at the two other examples. Let's look at a third example. Look at Luke chapter 4. You'll need your Bibles from this point on. We're going to run some references. And in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, what's happening here is Jesus is just now basically beginning his ministry. And he walks in to a synagogue in his hometown, Nazareth. And he opens up the book of Isaiah. Verse 17 says, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." And what we're going to read here is he's reading Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. And he says in verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Verse 19, "to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Now keep your finger there and turn back to Isaiah 61. Isaiah is right before Jeremiah. Isaiah has 66 chapters that parallel the layout of the Bible itself. So a lot of times Isaiah is called the miniature Bible. And in Isaiah 61, you see it's very similar. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Verse 2, "to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord," comma. Look at Luke again, 4:19. "To preach the acceptable year of the Lord," period. Wait a minute. Go back to Isaiah 61, 2, and it says, "to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord," comma. What did Jesus not read? "And the day of vengeance of our God." Why? Because that's coming in the 70th week of Daniel. Okay, it's not a weather alert. So, Jesus stops at the comma in Isaiah 61, 2. And that comma...
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station, available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.